walked over to the golem. There was some muted conversation, and then it knelt down and they unscrewed the top of its head. Moist stared in horror. He knew it was done, of course, but it was shocking to see it happening. There was some rummaging around that he couldn't make out, and then the cranium was replaced with a little pottery noise.
Sorry to have disturbed you, sir, said Drumknot, and the clerks left.
Mr. Pump stayed on his knees for a moment, and then rose slowly. The red eyes focused on Moist, and the golem stuck out his hand.
I do not know what a pleasure is, but I'm sure that if I did, then working with you would have been one, he said. Now I must leave you. I have another task.
You're not my, parole officer any more, said Moist, taken aback.
Correct.
Hold on, said Moist, as light dawned. Is Vetinari sending you after guilt?
I am not at liberty to say.
He is, isn't he? You're not following me any more.
I am not following you any more.
So I'm free to go?
I am not at liberty to say. Good night, Mr. Lipvig.
Mr. Pump paused at the door.
I am not certain what happiness is either, Mr. Lipvig, but I think, yes, I think I am happy to have met you.
And, ducking to get out through the doorway, the golem left. That only leaves the werewolf, thought part of Moist's mind, faster than light. And they're not much good at boats and completely lost when it comes to oceans. It's the middle of the night, the watcher running around like madmen, everyone's busy, I've got a bit of cash and I've still got the diamond ring and a deck of cards. Who'd notice? Who'd care? Who'd worry? He could go anywhere. But that wasn't really him thinking that, was it? It was just a few old brain cells running on automatic. There wasn't anywhere to go, not anymore. He walked over to the big hole in the wall and looked down into the hall. Did anyone go home here? But now the news had got around, and if you wanted any hope of anything delivered anywhere tomorrow, you came to the post office. It was quite busy even now.
Cup of tea, Mr. Lipvig, said the voice of Stanley behind him.
Thank you, Stanley, said Moist, without looking round. Down below, Miss McAlariat was standing on a chair and nailing something to the wall.
Everyone says we've won, sir, because the clack's been shut down, because the directors are in prison, sir. They say all Mr. Upright has to do is get there, but Mr. Groat says the bookies probably won't pay up, sir. And the King of Lanka wants some stamps printed, but it'll come a bit pricey, sir, since they only write about 10 letters a year up there. Still, we've showed them, eh, sir? The post office is back.
It's some kind of banner, said Moist aloud.
Sorry, Mr. Lipvig, said Stanley.
Nothing. Thank you, Stanley. Have fun with the stamps. Good to see you standing up so straight.
It's like having a new life, sir, said Stanley. I'd better go, sir. They need help with the sorting.
The banner was crude. It read, Thank you, Mr. Lipwick. Gloom rolled around Moist. It was always bad after he'd won, but this time was the worst. For days his mind had been flying and he'd felt alive. Now he felt numb. They'd put up a banner like that, and he was a liar and a thief. He'd fooled them all, and there they were, thanking him for fooling them. A quiet voice from the doorway behind him said, Mad Al and the boys told me what you did. Oh, said Moist, still not turning round. She'll be lighting a cigarette, he thought. It wasn't a nice thing to do, Adora Bell Dearheart went on, in the same level tone.
There wasn't a nice thing that would work, said Moist.
Are you going to tell me that the ghost of my brother put the idea in your head? She said.
No, I dreamed it up myself, said Moist.
Good.
If you'd tried that, you'd be limping for the rest of your life, believe me.
Thank you, said Moist leadenly. It was just a lie I knew people would want to believe. Just a lie. It was a way to keep the post office going and get the grand trunk out of guilt's hands. You'll probably get it back, if you want it. You and all the other people guilt swindled. I'll help if I can, but I don't want thanking.
He felt her draw nearer. It's not a lie, she said. It's what ought to have been true. It pleased my mother.
Does she think it's true? She doesn't want to think it isn't.
No one does. I can't stand this, Moist thought.
Look, I know what I'm like, he said. I'm not the person everyone thinks I am. I just wanted to prove to myself I'm not like guilt. More than a hammer, you understand? But I'm still a fraud by trade. I thought you knew that. I can fake sincerity so well that even I can't tell. I mess with people's heads.
You're fooling no one but yourself, said Miss Dearheart, and reached for his hand.
Moist shook her off and ran out of the building, out of the city and back to his old life,